see how far you've brought us, Lord. We are here to worship you. See how far you've brought us, Lord. We are here, we've come to say, we've come to worship you. See how far you've brought us, Lord, 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 we worship you. See how good you have been to us, Lord. We've come to worship you. See how much you have helped us. You have helped us. Father, 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 we are here. We've come to worship. We've come to worship. Oh, see, see how far you have brought us. You have brought us, Lord. We've come, to worship. We've come to worship you. Oh, we say, see, see how far you have brought us. You have brought us. just see how good you have been to us. Lord, we've come to worship you. See how much you've favored us. You've rescued us.
Because God has been kind. God has been good to you. thank you. I feel so strongly. Everything he does is from the place of love. And so if you do not know his love, you can't even begin to understand. While you were yet a sinner, he died. While you were yet a sinner, he made this love available. Scripture says he allowed the sun to shine on both the bad and good. This God is balanced. This God is just. This God is faithful. And he's the one you should give your life to. He gave you life so that you can give it back to him. So if you are holding it, you're not doing yourself good. So if you don't know him, I feel so strongly before we go deeper in the worship that you should just lift your hands. Think again. No need holding your life so that you are not filled with regret. Some people will say, is rapture really going to happen? Why do you want to wait till rapture to find out? Then it will be late. Why don't you decide now? And this is how you start. By deciding that you will follow him. With the heart you believe, with the mouth you confess unto salvation. And then you start to do the things Jesus stands for. So lift your hand. Where you are, in your room, in that hospital room, in your office, wherever it is, I want to believe you are home with your family. And if you're in the hospital, lift your hand. If you are at work for any reason, lift your hand. Say, Lord Jesus, if I'll be true to myself, I can see how far you've brought me. It has not been by my power. I get things I don't deserve. I get things I don't work for. And it is because of you. So today, now, I give you my life. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died and that you rose again. And I believe that you are coming back again. And all eyes will see you. From today, be my Lord and Savior. Take charge of my life. I give myself to you. For in Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. I felt it so strongly to do this now. That wasn't the plan. But so that you can worship in understanding. And you can worship as a son. Adopted. Bonafide. It is God that has brought you this far. They have predicted your death since. Doctors have given different reports. But it has not happened the way they've said it. Jesus, keep elongating your life, and you keep wondering, how is it possible? They give you 2 days, they give you 1 week, they give you 1 month, and you're still here standing after a year, 2 years, 3 years. It is God, and that's the God you have received, and that's the God we are worshiping. See how far he is brought you. You should come and worship him. See how far he's helped you. You
you brought
You